views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 9th of March, 2026. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. With Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's been a week.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh, it's been like 12 weeks.
We're all coughing and wheezing here.
Yeah, you two are. Yeah. 7:05 in the morning, and the news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
You know what yesterday was?
The 8th.
It was. That was. No, that's good. That's good. But, yeah, but what month? No.
March.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the hard question. What year? It was Women's Day.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was Worldwide Women's Day yesterday. And we gave a little toast when we were.
Yes, you did.
And I did. Because, and we figured if we didn't, that y'all would find out and hurt us.
That was a very nice surprise. We had some friends that used to live here.
Yeah.
In town.
Yes.
And we all got together, our dinner club, minus a couple that had just, were still in the hospital just getting out of surgery. But anyway, so
we've reached that age. We've reached the age in our dinner club that people getting operated. they're having procedures.
Yeah,
procedures. Okay, they're having procedures.
Elective procedures.
Yeah, well, it's not even an elective procedure. Okay, hey, National Day is it?
National Crab Meat Day.
Okay.
National Barbie Day.
Barbie?
Barbie.
Like Barbie Mattel Barbie?
That Barbie.
Wow.
In a Barbie world. Yeah.
So, and there's Sue running out as fast as she can. Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Hey, we must have weather today, right?
Absolutely. We do have weather. You know, I'm always following you because I kind of want to do my thing and you stop. We've got to stay in this routine. But what I was going to say is that yesterday, or today, is the first Monday of daylight savings time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're not quite used to it, which is why we're coming in, and usually I'm up an hour and a half before I got up this morning, I could have probably slept. I don't know
if I hadn't levitated out of the bed at 6:18 in the morning.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be around 74. Beautiful day today. It looks like sunny at 74 and overnight lows of 45. Tuesday's calling for 69, partly sunny, with a Tuesday night around 44. Wednesday, 73. Thursday, 78. And Friday, 78. So we just got maybe scattered clouds, but it looks like a great forecast for the week. You know, it's beautiful out. You can just feel the buds blooming, and people were talking about planting last night, et cetera. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing us the weather here on KCNR in the mornings. Thank you so much for your sponsorship and your dedication to this community. Always giving seniors, veterans, discounts, working hard to make it affordable for people who need anything that has to do with Shasta Gas Propane. My voice, I don't know.
Well, let's start with Friday.
let's start with Wednesday.
Monday. So we had like one day off last week, and we're not whining about it because it's all things that, you know, these are all self-inflicted wounds that
we choose to do.
But they just seem to all be coming down on 1 week. So
it was a cluster week.
Yeah. So dinner with, you had meetings Monday and Wednesday. It have to do with rodeo and chicks and chaps. Mm-hmm. Tuesday we had off. Thursday you were getting ready for the Ready Rancheria's community fund.
Yeah, sound check, load in.
Which, by the way, if you've seen the photos on Facebook, yes, it was exactly like that.
It was a soiree of soirees.
It was a so Friday was that, and it was the theme was Wicked, the movie.
Yeah,
it's all yours.
No, I mean it was the every year the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. We tried to explain this to some friends last night that might not have been that they do a great themed dinner, and the funds that are raised at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund this each year goes into a grant under Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So there's hundreds of recipients here in the North State that could be anywhere from we need a swing set, and you apply for a grant. They open in the spring and they open in the fall for nonprofits. So the room is full of organizations or companies that know that they do this great work, and there were two nonprofits there that receive a very large sum that's a big surprise, and then they have a big silent auction, and it was fabulous. So this year they themed it Wicked. They had the great big tornado in the middle of the room with cows hanging off it, and people in green and pink.
And a tornado funnel coming down to the onto the floor. They thoroughly outdid themselves this time.
Right, and so my good friend Karen helps me do costumes, and this year we decided we were going to really, 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 really step up in the costumes, and that's a whole fun thing. So I do the music with a great 6-piece band, and I'll sell their, I can say their names later on, and they are phenomenal. So we have not a lot of time to rehearse, but we put together kind of a theme, and then, so it was a really fun night, and I'd like to know how they did. I'm sure they did very, very well. It was a packed house, always lots of fun. And then the next night, Carl and I split off. There were three functions. Of course, there was the crab feed, which we attend every year, and we didn't get a chance to do that this year because I had committed to do a sing with the Ladybot and the Bluebirds at a fundraiser for the Palisadro Park, which was held at the Holiday Inn, and it was in the 20s Flappers theme. So I had four wigs picked out for the weekend.
Well, you got a lot going on.
And then Carl was across town and received just a wonderful award.
We received it, and it was a media award from the Shasta County Veterans Council. And they gave this was award tonight, and they gave out sub awards. But yeah, we were honored with that, and also the recognition from Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, and also Senator Megan Daly.
So
and
we
it was nice.
Nice proclamations.
Nice.
We'll frame those put those.
So much appreciate that.
And a really big deal.
Yeah, and at the same time, that was going on. The crab feed down in Tehama County was going on, and then the one safe place crab feed was going on. It was just
all over the place.
All over the place,
and it was fantastic. So
people, you can only have so many events in one weekend.
Yeah, it was.
And that was four that we knew of, and I think there was probably a couple more. But there's got to be a clearinghouse someplace, like say January.
Uh-huh.
Comes out January 1st or 2nd, and it says these events are planned on these dates.
And they're big dates.
And then, so you don't have, events. Now, we haven't missed the crab feed in years. But these are places, these are other important events that, people also need to attend.
You go feed the crabs?
We go to the queen.
People were telling us this is the best crabs they've ever had.
Oh, nice.
So
it
was kind of like, okay.
Well, we have a gang that we go to every year, and we think, of course, we sit at a table with a long time, big time supporters before the One Safe Place or the building ever came up. They were very big in raising funds. Bob and Sandy Morrison, and so this is a tradition. But, Pat had asked me last year to do this event, and then Carl, you can only do what you can do. But we are just so appreciative and feel blessed. And then last night, again, we went with some friends who were in town, and they wanted to just be quiet with a small group where they could really catch up. And as we know, when you attend something on a larger scale, you really, it's first of all, it's so hard if you can, if you have any kind of hearing issues. So anyway, I'm sure that there was other things that happened. And Brian, if you're listening this morning, I just want to thank you again for the tulip plant that is in beautiful bloom. And also thank you for coming and, being at the Chicks and Chaps table on Saturday night. All right. So we are
going to take a break.
We've got a fun morning. But anyway, we just had to do our thanks and our accolades and all that other stuff. And we'll talk to you guys. See you at the other side of this break. Good morning.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's what he calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community update, community, you know, happenings brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Right here in Reading, located on Hempstead Drive. And how are you doing, Anne Marie?
Well, good Monday morning. I'm doing great. Thank you. And today, as mentioned, it's National Barbie Day, which I absolutely love. Back in 1959, the Barbie doll made her debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York. I might have a few dolls in my collection.
Well, you know what? Barbie dolls is more than just Barbie dolls. Now they're like worth thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping mine.
I know.
No, the Barbie, there's
you probably opened yours up and played with it.
Yes, Barbie is an institution, and I had Barbies back in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and, you know, it's iconic. It is an icon of the American dream.
So there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I never
Especially
had one.
When you have the horse, and you have the Corvette, and you have the dream house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you still have yours?
I still have a majority of my Barbie collection. Mm. Not everything. Not the dream house anymore.
But. Well, I sold mine, unfortunately, but I sold mine to my former hairdresser in Sacramento who collected them. So I knew they went to a good place. And then he passed, and I don't even know where that went because I think he had rooms and rooms and rooms. And he was such a meticulous, wonderful guy, so it was great. But, you know, the whole thing where you could open it up, and the 60, the beautiful ball gowns, and the little, remember the little heels, I mean, all of that. So, anyway.
And the little shoes. Mm-hmm. It lasts for generations. Well, today, as mentioned, National Barbie Day, and this Friday, March 13th, is National Canine Veterans Day, recognizing all the dogs that have served and honoring their work, many times life-saving work they have done. And speaking about canines, happy birthday wishes go out to Reading Police Canine Gunner, who just turned 9 years old. Super happy birthday, Gunner. This one's for you. Catch his photo on the Reading Police Department Facebook page. And just a heads up as we begin our community calendar here that I will be off next Monday, so I'll be off next Monday, but I have included several upcoming events for next week in this week's community calendar segment under the category of Save the Date. So let's get started. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 10th, the Bella Vista Fire Company will hold their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner at their station location at 22028. State Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. The dinner will run 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dinner, which includes corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, and assorted drinks, is $15 for adults or $10 for kids under 12. Now, we did this last year, and they had a line out the door before it started, so great turnout, but get there early. For more details, visit Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company, INC, on Facebook. On Wednesday, March 11th, Special Olympics Shasta County is hosting their Plus One event from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the South YMCA, located at 1155 North Court Street in Reading. Bring a friend and enjoy some great activities, and it's a fun way to connect. Snacks will be provided. For additional details, visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. Look for the Reading Home Show this weekend at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Event times are Saturday, March 14th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, March 15th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event features over 120 exhibitors for home and garden projects, and there's going to be a lot of big names there. There will be live cooking demos, food contests, giveaways, and a lot more. Admission and parking are free. For more details, check out readinghomeshow.com. The Great American Irish Fair will take place at the Tehama District Fairgrounds this coming weekend, Saturday, March 14th and Sunday, March 15th. Event highlights include live Irish music, food trucks, and a lot more. That's also going to be another big event. Tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for those 12 to 17, and free for kiddos 11 and younger. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to thegreatamericanirishfair.com And to view the event flyer, you can check out Tehama District Fairgrounds on Facebook. The event runs Saturday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Reading Rodeo is looking for talented vocalists to perform our national anthem this coming May. You can sign up for your audition time by going to readingrodeo.com. Open auditions will be held on March 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. So sign up today. Save the date for Saturday, March 21st, for a special kitten shower hosted by the Haven Humane Society at 7449 East Side Road in Anderson. The event will run 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Learn about fostering or volunteering opportunities while enjoying several positively fun activities. If you plan to attend, they would be grateful if you bring an item from their wish list to help during kitten season. The biggest need right now is for Breeders' Edge kitten formula. More details can be found on the Haven Humane Society Facebook page or havenhumane.org. Do you like or collect trains? Then save the date for a special open house next Saturday, March 21st, as the Reading Model Train Club hosts their open house event at 2354 Railroad Avenue in Reading from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This event is free to attend. For more information, visit readingmodeltrainclub.com. Also, save the date for the annual Sundial Film Festival, scheduled to start Saturday, March 21st, starting at 10:30 a.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. There are lots of showings and activities planned, so for more details, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Have you checked out the train at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading? Now through March 29th, you can ride the Turtle Express and enjoy the sights of the Sundial Bridge alongside the Sacramento River and explore additional beautiful areas along the way. The train runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and tickets, which can be purchased in the museum, are $5 for members and $6 for non-members. Museum admission is not required for train tickets. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More details can be found at turtlebay.org. And finally, Shasta County Fire Safe Council is offering their free chipping program again this year. And if you live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, or Round Mountain, your deadline to register for this free program is March 31st. For more information on this free chipping service, visit Shasta County Fire Safe Council on Facebook. And as this program goes through the year and additional areas are up for registration, I will circle back and include it in our community calendar. But for right now, the March 31st deadline to register applies to the folks that live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, and Round Mountain. And that is just a quick sample of things happening locally. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Whoa,
thank you.
Anne Marie.
Oh, bring so much
Anne
light.
Anne Marie, there is so much happening.
Thank
How
you.
How can you do all that?
I don't know.
I'll be doing all these social media interviews for the Sundial Film Festival.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. That's right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, we have so much talent around us, and we're so blessed.
Your community calendar is brought, thanks so much, Amory, is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345, and it will handle all of your insurance needs, auto, home, medical, and much more. Siskiyou Insurance Services, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Good morning and welcome to this beautiful edition. Daylight savings time is in action. And I don't know about you, but my Monday morning was like, Sunday wasn't a problem. It was this morning thinking, how about you? Let's go to our producer.
I'm feeling it.
Oh, your body and melatonin. You got 100 reasons.
The clock is off.
But why do they change it at 2 o'clock every time?
In the morning.
At 2 a.m. in the morning, it's already messing with your head. And we all know. And somehow you lost a whole hour. But why do we change the clocks at 2 a.m.?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
I know. I've got it
and
right here.
And also how
I've
it does.
I've got it right here.
And it also takes 2 or 3 to 4 days before your body...
Anyway.
Gets into rhythm of the new timeline. And we read this not too long ago when we did our last daylight savings time where, you know, and how I remember it is spring forward because I got up yesterday morning and I went to the doggy park. And of course, I look at the clock over there and it said, I don't know what time it was. And I thought as in my mind, well, no, it's really, I think it's an hour change. And I got my car. You got to change your car. But I looked at my phone and I realized it's spring forward, fall back.
The 2 a.m. and it's not daylight savings. It's daylight saving time.
Oh.
It's the 2 a.m. time change isn't random. It was introduced during World War I as one of the few times when trains weren't running. The original clock time of DST change was picked to minimize a major concern of the time. Potential collisions of trains if one train adjusts for daylight savings time and a crossing train doesn't. It's also practical middle ground between midnight, when changing the clocks would shift the date, and later in the morning when the early shift workers and churchgoers would be affected. So,
yeah. Well, that's...
And why,
and
why March? Why March? It minimizes the negative of having some late sunrises under DST by setting the DST period symmetrically with respect to sunrise times.
Did I hear somewhere in all of the chatter that Trump is trying to do away with it?
Well, no. I mean, you hear others, and a lot of people are saying, why even have it? I mean, Arizona doesn't have it. Hawaii doesn't have it. And Richard, good morning.
Morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I have the real reason daylight savings happened at 2 a.m.
Okay.
It's because when you spring forward, the bars close at 2. When you spring forward at 2, they still close at 2. When you spring backwards at 2, you get an extra hour to drink. Hey, you have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, that's perfect for St. Patrick's Day, right?
You know, when Arizona and California have different time zones during the daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Yuma, Arizona, which is the Marine Corps Air Station, Arizona, and right across the river is California. So what you do is you head to California, and when it hits, you get an extra hour by going back into Arizona to be able to hit the bars. And guess what? Right there on the bridge is police.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, I kind of just, you know, as we move into different generations of our life, you know, back in the day, I mean, back when you would have great clubs dancing and I just don't know I know there's events in Reading, but, you know, where is the place in Reading? Only because we don't go out. But I was asking somebody, we used to call the Red Line the Wrinkle Room. I think there were some people going to that the other night, the Red Line, and I don't know if there's a band there that plays. But where you can actually go out and, you know, dance to a band and past midnight. Where? Somebody please call me and tell me where, because, every now and then you're at an event, you want to do that. You really want to go out and play.
I'm going to put a Survey Monkey up on the on our website, kcnrradio.com, which, by the way, if you go to, you can go to every one of our sponsors and click on that sponsor, and it'll take you right to their website, to their homepage.
Great.
I was going to put a Survey Monkey out there saying, how many people would like to have a country western dance?
Right.
You know, at least once a month.
Well, we were told.
Because Alex and I and you were taking a look at maybe putting on, once a month, the country western dance and having it last, 6 to 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. There is a
security,
line dancing.
Bars, food, all that stuff.
There is a line dancing person. I know that Ted from the rodeo, president of the rodeo, came into one of our meetings the other night and talked about that the stake feed is going to be called something else. So the stake feed is happening, I think, this year.
It's called kickoff or something.
Yeah. And they're going to be doing a big line dance. So remember when they had that big one downtown? They're going to be doing that the night of.
I wonder what the record is for the largest line dance.
Yeah. So there is an organization that does that kind of thing here. But, we used to have a Tootsie's and there was another place in.
There were several dance places you could dance, and they were closed down. One, because of fights and violence. Mm-hmm. And then the one, Johnny's Cat House, from what I understand, was shut down for because of
too much dancing in the wrong way.
Well, they were dancing on bars, but no, there was drugs.
Right. Oh, well.
Was a problem. So.
Well, that's always someone's going to do something in the parking lot. You can't control it. I have to do a big shout out to somebody who I call it. It was like an angel. It was an angel moment. Because yesterday, of all things, I'm up at Costco, And last night, of course, you know, I didn't bake a pie after all the things, you know, I had to wear, our thing was bring a pie or bring something like that and some bread. So, and also needed to get some dog treats. So off I go to Costco. And, I go into Costco. I've got in my back pocket my phone. Oh, before that I got gas. So I had the Costco card and I had the, my debit card in the back of my, in back of my pocket. And I was at, taking pictures of desserts and sending them like, what do you think about this? Or Carl, what did you think about this? What do you think about that in my Costco run? I don't do Costco runs frequently, probably for, you and I usually go together, but usually maybe every 6 weeks or 8 weeks to get, you know, some of the stuff that maybe be for the station or for here. But anyway, long story short, I get ready to check out.
Too late.
And I get over and I think, oh, maybe I can do self checkout. And I pull it out of my back pocket, and my Costco card's gone. So, of course, the panic starts to set into my chest. And I'm thinking, okay, I thought I had it, but maybe I put some check in all my pockets. I'm looking to see. I go into my wallet, going through my wallet, all the folds. I go into my purse, which is the size of a frigging bowling bag. You know, I've got everything in there. And so then I think, okay, I'm going to run through the store because I was all over that store yesterday. I just was. You know, you forget something and you go back to the left side and the right side. So just in case the Costco card was on the ground, I'm looking at the ground, I'm looking all over the place. So then I get back and I go back to where I was and I said to the lady, waiting till they always zap somebody's, you know, products. And I said, I have my card fell out of my pocket. And they said, oh, is it one of the Citibanks? I said, yes. And she went, oh. And so then she said, wait a minute, I'm going to go to a supermarket. She said like is, that.
Am I in the middle of a play
no,
right now?
She did. She
I
went,
mean, I'm
oh.
getting, I'm getting, I'm
yes.
getting different characters. I'm getting sound effects.
Yes.
Okay.
She did
keep
do
going.
That.
Keep
she
going.
Did do that. She was like, oh, because it was, somebody could use it if they wanted to because it's a credit card. It's not just, you know, an ID card. So then she goes to her very nice guy who was over in the hearing aid section is where I was in that area to check out. And he goes, well, let me check. What's your name? To give my name. And my heart was beating fast because I thought, now what do I have to do if I do this? Now what's going to happen? Because it is one of those cards. Am I going to have? Anyway, he comes back and he's got the card. I had body chills. And I just said, I am so excited. I mean, humankind is so good. Somebody found it. And it only been in the store for maybe 35, 40 minutes. But somebody found it and gave it to them. That was just, you know, I just,
and
again,
who you are, if you're listening, thank you.
Thank you, because that's what, okay, always treat people how you want to be treated. That is kind of the golden rule. So I'm thinking that they had to come in, and did they go right, whoever found it, did they go right to the office?
Have you ever thought it might be?
Have
you ever thought it might be that person I hired to follow you around? To make sure you don't get in trouble.
But anyway, thank you. I mean, that was just, that was, I really got body chills. I wanted to cry and hug that guy and say, thank you. Thank you.
You know what? I would suppose it wasn't the first time it happened, but I'm really happy that somebody was the good Samaritan that
yes.
they were.
Wouldn't you always treat people the way you want to be treated? So, yep. So anyway, thanks for that. And then, Sec, before we leave. I want to remind everybody, on March 21st, and go to readingrodeo.com, where they have a tab, and you can sign up to sing the national anthem. I think we have a few spots left for the auditions, and that gives somebody a chance. They have to come, and you get to pick the time this year, which is, thank you to Nancy Hill, was with the Reading Arts Council that said this year we're going to do sign-ups, like a sign-up tab. And you come in, and you'll be by yourself. You sing the national anthem live. You'll bring a picture, and then you'll be in front of a four person panel, where you will be like numbers and everything like that. So at the end, we tally everything up, and that's how it works. So anyway, that's March 21st. That's right around the block, you guys. So. Do, if you know of somebody who wants to sign up, please do so. It's a great master class. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Always so wonderful with our community, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We have been with them since I've been in Reading. They did our wedding rings. That's where we go for everything. Watch repair, you name it. You know, and I always say, take your rings in there or your necklaces or things that you wear a lot because the prongs get loose, especially now when you're out gardening and you're doing things and you're back with sports and doing things a lot heavier with your jewelry. Prongs can get loose and you can lose a stone. So they'll go in and they'll check that for you and they're just amazing. It's a one-stop shop. The only full-service jewelry store in New Reading, that's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can give them a call at 222-2750. And we're going to be right back after these messages here at KTNR.
Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. What is this thing with you and bicycles?
I know it's your favorite song, man. You love my job.
You have it timed here. Hey,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Screaming live at KCNR Rodeo. No, KCNR Radio.
Ready, though.
Radio. Well, we're going big rodeo here starting soon.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, Country Joe of Country Joe and the Fish Past. Guess how old he was.
Would you tell me what kind? Okay, first of all, tell
Country
me
Joe
about
Country Joe and the Fish.
Okay.
Well, you know, they were there at the
Woodstock.
Okay. They were there at Woodstock, okay. And they had a song about.
Can you look that up and find out? Maybe anyway, play a little of that Country Joe and the Fish.
Well, the big one he had You can't play a lot of it.
Well,
it's got a few words.
Maybe a little
there.
Something. Oh.
But no, the Country Joe and the Fish were around a long time.
Oh, and maybe.
And he was 84 years old.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, I guess that was probably about right. But, yeah, he was one of the, back then they were a big act, Country Joe and the Fish.
Okay.
So, anyway, he passed. The Iranians have elected a new leader. Their 88-member assembly of experts. It may not be 88 anymore, maybe fewer than that. But selected Mahatma Khamenei as the country's new supreme leader, succeeding his father, Ali Khamenei.
Ayatollah?
The Ayatollah. He's now the new Ayatollah, who was killed in an Israeli strike last month. Trump's not happy about it. He said that's not who is going to lead, in Trump's opinion, lead the country out of what they're into now. So if I was the new Ayatollah, I would not be sleeping in the same place every night.
Well.
So anyway, Israel has struck Iranian oil depots near Tehran. The attacks marked the first on Iran's energy infrastructure in the 10-day war and comes as average gas prices in the U.S. are up 14%.
Yeah, meanwhile, it cost me $65 to fill my car yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have like a Nissan. Yeah, I have a Nissan. I was looking at there was a dog across the street, not on a leash, so I hope he stays within the parking lot. Sorry, we just spaced out. That's what happens when you're,
Do you know, Alex, you know what the Iditarod race is, right?
I do not.
This is the 54th Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, kicked off yesterday with hundreds of dogs amassing at the ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage, Alaska, before moving north to the official starting line. 34 mushers will compete, with the race expected to end in mid-March. It started back in 1973 when they wanted to honor the state's mushing tradition. The race also honors Alaska's Iditarod Trail, 938-mile freight and mail route forged in 1908 that was later instrumental in responding to a diphtheria outbreak where this one dog led this team to bring in the medicine to save everybody.
So great.
Anyway, it's 1,000 miles. First race was 1,000 miles, lasted 20 days.
And there was a woman one year who won.
Well, yeah, they've won a couple of times.
Yes, that's right.
Now, dogs today have become faster, reaching the finish line now in roughly 10 days.
Wow.
So they've become, that much more faster.
Can you talk about
12 to 16 dogs per sled to start, as some dogs exit due to injury. Mushers must finish with at least 5. Out of the original 15.
Right. I'm wondering 16. If, like, when you do an endurance race or when you do any of the races that you've done in the past, you have veterinarian checks along the way.
I'm sure they do. They have veterinarian checks and, they
hydration.
Well, yeah. They're making sure the animals are okay.
Don't mess with them or they'll punch you in the mush.
Punch you in the mush. But it's almost interesting because when you're explaining that to me, Carl, it's when we've had John Grounding on before, and we've interviewed him during the rodeo, and he talks about the bulls through the years and the breeding of these bulls and how this is, they're bred for this and they look forward to it and they want to do it. So I'm wondering if it's the same thing with these dogs, that they've been bred, that they're faster, they have this thing in their DNA. They want to get in this race and they want to do it.
Well, they've been bred to do this, and you see longer legged, lighter type dogs though that can handle the endurance side, and they're not the traditional Malamutes and Huskies, but no, it's true. It is bred into them. And you're exactly right about the bulls. When John said that bull gets into the chute the first time, he knows what it's supposed to do, which is, and you've got generations and generations of breeding in both horses and bulls.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I imagine it's the same thing with these dogs. Well, if they've cut the time down by 10 days, you got to figure is how, you know, they're faster, harder.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we were watching
Hidalgo
the other day, and I was thinking about, because that's one of our favorite movies, and sometimes, you know, when you just want to turn on something that's, you don't have to think about it, but there's always something new that comes out. One of them was with Omar Sharif and that book about the breeding through the years, that was their family, like their, if you want to say family jewels or whatever that was in their lineage, was about the breeding of the Arabian and the horses. Then, of course, we all know about Hidalgo with the Mustangs. But anyway, you know, I found out with Hidalgo this particular time is that every time he thought that horse was down, the horse was really the hero in that film.
Well, okay. Well, it was the connector between everything. And by the way, at the end of the movie, was it Virgo?
Yes.
Virgo
mm-hmm.
Mortensen
mm-hmm.
bought that horse.
Mm-hmm.
He had formed such a relationship with
mm-hmm.
that horse, he bought it.
That doesn't
surprise
me.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you met him during the Golden Boots. He came up for an award.
Yes.
And you said that one. He's not real tall.
No, but he's you know, you don't, if you think of stature, it's, but he's a
big personality.
Yeah, either was Bronson, not very tall, but I mean, they're just these huge, you know, like this thing that comes out of them is like takes the room, takes your breath away, because they just have this aura about them. And you know, he's a very deep, very educated, very interesting man. I always find that those people that do those great character roles are just, you know, like, wouldn't you want to know Thomas Shelby? It's not Thomas Shelby, but he's always going to be Thomas Shelby. The movie's coming out. Can't wait.
Which one?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, Peaky
It's
Blinders.
Not Thomas Shelby. It's another name, but, you know, he's... anyway.
Looks like...
There I go.
The New York Police Department announced that a third suspicious device had been recovered as part of an ongoing investigation into the IEDs being thrown during doing protest outside Gracie Mansion a day earlier, the governor's mansion. Police said officers identified another device inside a vehicle, and they've arrested two people, and they're looking at it as a terrorist incident.
Yes.
That threw the two bombs. Said the other device was capable of causing serious injury or death. And this, they were having a dueling protest.
Where?
Outside the Gracie Mansion, the governor's mansion that's being, you know, is now the official residence of Mayor Zoran Mandani. And they kept the groups separated with pepper spray and all that. And then an 18-year-old counter-protester ignited and threw a device toward the protest area. And two 18- and 19-year-olds, both suspects, Emir Balat and Ibrahim Khomeini, were taken into custody. And now they're looking at if it was a terrorism thing, because they were yelling Allah Akbar when they threw the devices, which sometimes is an indicator.
Okay.
And sometimes
it could be an indicator. Anyway, so now they're throwing balls, you know.
Let's start.
It's one thing to throw rocks. Come on, guys. It's one thing to throw rocks. But when you start throwing bombs at each other, yeah. So.
It's gotten completely just out there.
Well, yeah,
okay, to end on a good note, before we bring in Shasta College and talk about heavy equipment.
Yeah. Which I'm all excited about.
Right.
We have, gosh, there's two things happening. And where did they go? I just had them right here. There we go. On the...
Oh, yeah. This one's
March
great.
14th. Let's go first. March 14th, we have the fundraiser dinner and auction to re-roof the Frontier Senior Center.
Okay.
Senior Center in Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Dinner and bar catered by the Anderson Rotary. Dessert auction. It's all going. All proceeds raised goes toward the re-roof of the Frontier Senior Center Fund. $40 per ticket, $300 for a table of eight. Will you save money? You can purchase tickets in person at the Frontier Senior Center or go to Frontier Senior Center. I'll get it yet.
No, that's a really nice
Frontier
place.
FrontierSeniorCenter.com.
And Trish Clark is in.
/ upcoming events.
Okay. Trish Clark was very involved with getting this whole senior center
built.
Well,
she's very involved with
And then they do the breakfast once a month, and so it's really a fantastic place.
Yes, it is. Okay. When we come back from the news, we'll have Shasta College and the heavy equipment guys here, and girls.
Yes.
Here. We'll be right back.
Of your feet and sing to the joy of your knees. The cold
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Day 10 of the Iran war, the U.S. and Israel have yet to take out all of Iran's missile launchers.
Iran's launched more attacks on Israel and Gulf countries. Hours after Iranian state TV said Mojtaba Khamenei has been named the nation's new supreme leader. Oil prices have skyrocketed following the announcement. Iran has maintained its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane and has launched new attacks. Saudi Arabia's warning to Iran it will be the biggest loser if it continues to attack Arab states. The Saudi statement on Monday came after a new drone attack apparently targeting its massive Shabba oil field. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About that weekend unrest outside the New York City mayor's official residence, Gracie Mansion, a couple of explosive devices thrown during dueling protests.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch. Six suspected narco-terrorists have been killed in a U.S. military strike on an alleged drug-running vessel in the eastern Pacific.
This strike is part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Sunday's attack brought the death toll to at least 157 people since the Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels in early September. U.S. Southern Command says it targeted alleged traffickers along known smuggling routes. However, the military did not provide evidence that the vessel carried drugs.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Iran war has claimed the life of a seventh American service member. The unidentified individual died of injuries sustained in an Iranian strike on a Saudi military base. On Wall Street, the Dow down 499 points. The Nasdaq is off 92 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Two major economic plans have been unveiled at the annual meeting of China's rubber stamp parliament. One is building a robust domestic market. The other, building China into a worldwide tech leader. Together, they highlight the government's balancing act between its efforts to transform the economy while managing a prolonged period of sluggishness. China is such a large exporter that the choices it makes affect countries and jobs around the world. The plans presented at the opening of the National People's Congress, set to be endorsed by the legislature on the final day of the 8-day session that will take place on Thursday. A fire near the historic Glasgow Central Station has disrupted rail service across Scotland. National Rail says the disruption is expected for trains to, from, and through Scotland's busiest rail station. The station does remain closed today. Officials are giving no estimate for its reopening. News and analysis at townhall.com.
An American man wins the L.A. Marathon for a second consecutive time in a photo finish.
Nathan Martin won the Los Angeles Marathon in the final stride, giving the U.S. a second straight men's title. Martin edged Michael Kamau of Kenya at the finish line. They shared the same finishing time of 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 18 seconds. Kamau skipped fluids during the race and collapsed at the finish line. Martin is a substitute teacher and coaches high school track and cross country in Jackson, Michigan. In the women's race, Priska Shirono of Kenya won in 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 20 seconds. The 45-year-old mother of three lives in Colorado. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Travelers complained of long waits yesterday. In some cases, they lasted hours at security checkpoints at airports in Houston and New Orleans. Officials blame the long waits on a partial government shutdown, Democrats refusing to fund DHS. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your last locally owned commercial radio station in the area. Good morning. It's Monday, morning, yes. The 9th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
And I was getting into him. I said, well, did I get an email from you for this and this? And he goes, you were reading it to me Friday. And I said, I'm just checking to see if you remembered.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That was it. Don't try to fool me.
Okay.
No, I'm a step ahead. Uh-huh. Or... and a step ahead or an hour behind, I haven't figured it out yet.
It's so, that daylight thing.
Yeah, that's, oh, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Good that's excuse. What it is.
National Barbie Day?
Yes. And National Crab Meat Day.
Ooh. Mm. And see, Saturday was Big Crab Meat Day, and yesterday was Woman's Day,
yeah.
And today is Barbie's Day.
It's a Barbie world.
We did play that going out to commercial.
Oh, you did?
Last hour.
Well, you know, who didn't have some kind of Barbie story in their life?
I have never had one of those.
I never had one either.
My sister, however.
Sister? Okay, yeah. So tell me you didn't play with your sister's dolls.
Yes, you did.
And you put them in weird positions just to shock them. I know you did.
Oh, gosh.
Don't pretend you didn't.
That's your brother.
No, don't tell me.
That's your brother.
Gnarly things
with
Barbie.
No, I was perfect.
Yes, you did.
I was a perfect child.
Okay, today, it looks like it's going to be around 74. We have a beautiful week ahead of us. Overnight lows of 45.
Wait a minute. Did you actually say you take the Barbie, Ken and Barbie, and you put them in gnarly positions? Did you actually?
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, you put them in like the Barbie would be someplace weird. She couldn't find it. And you do everything you could to tease them.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, whatever. Just let your imagination go wherever it needs to go this morning, because on Tuesday we have 69, and Tuesday night will be overnight lows of 44. Today I said 74. Wednesday
is it going to be beautiful, though?
Absolutely. Clear skies throughout the week. Wednesday 73, Thursday 78, and Friday 78. Clear skies, some clouds throughout the week, but we don't have to worry about rain or anything like that. And here we are with our first day of daylight savings time on a Monday. Are you feeling it, folks? It is fantastic.
Well,
weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our local gas and propane company, a veteran-owned company out in Anderson, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Thank you for bringing us and sponsoring the weather every time we read it.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then to start off daylight savings time, we rode our horse, and she was surprised, too. She goes... Wait.
Another beat ball, please.
Yeah, beat ball. I'm going to put that saddle on.
Yeah.
You mean we're going to go riding today?
Yeah.
You mean for her it's carrying. For me it's riding. For her it's, here we go. Okay.
Well, speaking of carrying, shall we segue that way into our wonderful guest this morning?
We have Shasta College and Peter Griggs. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Now, it's great to see you both.
You
it's
too.
Great to be here again. Another wonderful morning where we can promote Shasta College.
Yeah.
And share about
of
one
course.
Of our programs.
One of your wonderful programs.
And you brought in today.
We have our heavy equipment program today with us, and so we're excited. This is, and Carl, I know we've talked about it before.
Yes.
Heavy equipment is one of those programs that we can never talk enough about. It's fun, you know.
Oh yeah.
Linda was mentioning Barbie dolls. I know that you had the same Tonka trucks that I did growing up.
Yep, had those trucks.
And, you know, we're all out there playing in the dirt, and these are, I won't speak for Troy, our instructor here, but man, you know, getting out and playing with the big Tonka trucks, what can be more fun?
Oh yeah, I remember when I was like 6 or 7 years old that my great uncle Guy in Missouri drove a cat for the bulldozer for the state, and riding along with him out in the Missouri sun and getting all dirty, but it was a lot of fun. I remember that. So
yeah,
okay,
thing, yeah. So we'll turn it over to Troy.
Troy, we have Troy Towery.
Yes, sir.
Howry. And Maria Gomez here. And
good
Troy,
morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Troy is the instructor out there. So, Troy, tell us a little bit about you and how you got to Shasta College.
Sure. Well, a little bit of an interesting story. I was born and raised in Long Beach, Southern California.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, starting out doing a lot of labor work in the construction field, a lot of asphalt, road paving, things of that nature. Got into a little bit of landscape design. And I decided that this is the type of work that I want to do. I want to be around equipment. I want to do this type of thing.
Have you always, like, enjoyed working on your cars and that kind of stuff? Or was it just more like being into the big stuff and moving?
To be honest with you, I'm more into breaking it than fixing it.
Okay,
you know,
I
like running the equipment. Wrenching, I mean, I can do plenty of wrenching, but it's just not what I like to do.
Okay.
I would rather run the equipment.
All right.
You
cool.
know. Ended up doing a bunch of work down there. A lot of the family's from the North State.
Uh-huh.
And we would vacation, Lake Shasta, do the houseboat trips.
Yeah.
And all
that's
kind of
what
stuff.
Brought you up. Okay.
Yep.
But, you know, you are not the only one.
Yeah,
You'd be surprised how many people that are on our show, and we've had thousands, that coming up here with their family vacationing is what made, and they mentioned Lake Shasta and Holiday Harbor and that group. How that kind of put the bug in there to come up here.
Oh, it 100% did. The worst part about the vacation was leaving.
Yeah.
You know,
so
it was
Long
just,
Beach. But Long Beach, we had friends last night that we were with that were our Long Beach residents, have moved back. So we were talking about Long Beach last night, as a matter of fact. How long is it family? Were you there generations?
The family started out in Southern California, and then as time progressed, you know, and retirement age set in, there was, you know, the need to travel.
You start moving north.
Yeah, that's right. See a little bit better things.
So get
rid of the traffic, so to speak.
Right, right.
So you got up here, and were you working here?
Yeah, when I came up here, I was working with my cousin. We were doing landscape design and installations and, ponds, irrigations, things of that nature, a lot of backhoes, excavators. And I got a place out in Bella Vista, and it was 5 acres, real beautiful place, completely fenced in. Everything was fenced in except for my driveway. And I lived right off of 299. So for some reason, my house was the place that everybody that was having car trouble on 299 decided to pull in my driveway and knock on my door. Well, having the young children and all that kind of stuff and not being home all the time, it was, you know, a little unsettling, to say it the least. And I decided one day that I was going to install a gate across the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I go in, I grab my Southern California yard tools, and I go out to my Bella Vista ground with my post hole digger.
Love this.
And
story.
I'm just going to put in 2 posts. Not a big deal. I should have this done in an hour. No big deal. Well, as soon as I hit that ground with that post hole digger, I mean, it was nothing but cobble, clay, and it took me about 4.5 hours to hand dig 2 posts.
Are you talking about the post hole digger that goes
manual
with the I did the 5-acre fence with my dad in Placerville with that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you're way better than me because
no.
I did too, and I was defeated. That was it. I was done. I was like, if I'm going to continue this type of work in this environment, I'm going to have to step up my game a little bit. So that's where the Shasta College Heavy Equipment Program caught my attention. I was like, well, I think this would be a good thing for me to do. I already have some experience. I should be able to do pretty good at this program and then kind of open up my opportunities.
Simply because of the post holes?
It had a big part to do with it.
Really?
To be honest with
you. Yeah,
you
wanted to find a better way of doing things.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that and just, you know, doing landscape and things of that kind of like in a niche with the things that you do and the equipment that is offered and utilized.
Sure.
Heavy equipment interests me a lot more. You know, I was looking more towards like bigger things, motor graders, dozers, you know, things of that nature. I wanted to kind of step it up a little bit.
So what did you do, in order to get those, posts in for your gate? What did you end up using?
Pickaxe and a bar.
Okay. So then you went to Shasta. Manual. Then you went to Shasta College, obviously.
Yes.
And then, you stayed?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, the thing, going to college, you know, I entered the college in my 30s, and it was kind of like nerve-wracking, to say the least, because I hadn't been in an educational situation since 95 when I graduated, dated. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I felt like when I got to Shasta College, I was going to be, like, the old guy in the room and, you know, that whole bit. And I couldn't have been more wrong. When I showed up to Shasta College and I saw the diversity of the students and what was going on, there was a lot of people my age. There were people older than me. There were 18-year-olds in the class. You know, it was a really good mix of all kinds of people coming together to do the exact same thing. So that helped out a little bit. The instructors that I met were amazing. They were some of the most kind, generous, patient people I've ever met in my entire life. You know, when you work out in industry, it's pretty like, hey, let's get our job done, and we don't got time to chit-chat. The instructors over at Shasta College really took their time with me and sat down and explained a lot of things to me. It was very welcoming, very warm, and I really appreciated that. So I basically came in, and I treated my schooling as a job. I took it very serious. I showed up early. I paid attention to the routine of the day. I basically became a self-starter and started to volunteer my free time to do extra projects. And that being said, I was, you know, granted the opportunity to do a lot of extra things outside of the classroom. And from that, it just excelled and had really good relationships with the instructors. I started to meet the people that worked for grounds and physical plant because I was doing things for them, started developing relationships with them. And come graduation time, you know, I had a couple people approach me and say, hey, you know, there's going to be an opportunity within the heavy equipment program for a paraprofessional position for the logging program that we're starting out. We think you would be a good fit. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know.
So that's what started it.
That's what started it.
Okay. So.
We got to take a break.
We have to take a break. But
commercial break.
So you just started going through the class, and then you liked it so much, you just kind of started giving some extra time there, and then boom, and then you had a chance, they hired you. Great.
Yep, just like that.
Okay, we have to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Go to Judy's People. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, located at Hilltop Drive. They do our insurance, and trust me, if you are kind of curious, like in 2000, now the daylight savings time has begun, and you're trying to figure out where we're going to go in 2026, what's happening with all my insurance and financial needs, we recommend Maxwell Insurance. Give them a call at 221-0441. Also, get an opinion on your retirement plans. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bont. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, competitive benefits for both full and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401k. That's Shasta Regional Medical
Center.
And they can be reached if you want more information. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers in the main menu. Yeah, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, and we're here this morning with another wonderful a blessing of an institution that we have here in the North State, and that, of course, is our wonderful Shasta College. And we've also many, many times talked about the heavy machinery program that they have. Their heavy equipment instructor, Troy Towery, has been here this morning talking about his history from Long Beach into the Reading area, and that what brought him into taking classes at Shasta College and then being asked from there to become an instructor.
What about the heavy equipment program at the college? What are the type of classes? I mean, what are we talking about there? When I think heavy equipment, I think bulldozers, but I'm sure there's much more.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we have the big draw is the operating classes, to be sure. We also offer surveying, career planning. We do computers. There's all kinds of things that are tied into it.
Well, today's like a bulldozer. I mean, you're running on GPS, and, I mean, you can go to within an inch or maybe even – you know, could be even closer when you're setting the blade. Yeah, setting the blade levels. Oh, thanks, Peter, for getting the dog all fired up there. Yeah.
Yeah, the technology that's in the equipment now that's integrated is amazing. There are dozers out there that can literally go out to a plot of land, track across that land, and survey it from the dozer.
Wow.
So the technology with the slope assist and, you know,
does it have lasers out there and stuff or not?
Some of it's laser controlled and some of it is satellite, depending on whatever technology it is being used.
And that's what I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got those, but what are the kind of equipment that people train on?
What we have out there is we have 18 pieces of heavy equipment. We have motor graders, we have dozers, we have excavators, we have front end loaders, we have articulated loaders.
You got it all.
I mean, we have rollers, dump truck, water tender. We got it all.
So if I'm a student in your class, I'm going to learn how to operate every one of those.
Every single one of them. It's required.
Okay. Now, I understand the down in Tehama campus is now opening up theirs now to
Tehama Center.
Tehama Center.
Yeah, Tehama. We just launched a brand new heavy equipment operating program down in Tehama. It runs 2 days a week, and it's doing very, very, very well.
Okay.
It's Tehama Center then, not Tehama campus.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Okay. Give us a visual of where that is, and 2 days a week of.
Do they have equipment?
Yeah,
tell us where that is. You've got two sets of equipment that you're running?
Okay. So two locations, two sets of equipment. They're in the building phase right now. Everything that they bought is brand new. It's amazing.
Wow.
The students are being able to get on brand new pieces of equipment with all the latest technology and learn from the ground level up.
Maria Gomez is going through school right now, and I'm going to get more into you, but are you envious of Tehama? They got all the brand new stuff. Can't you say, hey, we were here first?
I mean, I'm all about the sharing. I'm welcome for anybody to use anything. It's for all of the students to use.
To learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, so Tehama's going too. Now, when I graduate from that class, am I ready to go out and get a job?
Yes, you're actually ready to go out to apply for entry-level work.
Okay.
With certificates or whatever. It's like
You get certificates. What about the ones that want to go work for Cal Fire? Is there special training for that group?
Yes, they actually need to enroll in Cal Fire's program.
And is that in a different place? Or can
we have it on the college.
So you could, okay, so I finish my bulldozer and my heavy equipment. Then I say, hey, look, I really want to go do Cal Fire because they pay astronomically good. And then I can then take advanced classes with you out there to get my certificate for that.
No. Our programs are separate. They are separate.
Oh, okay. So, but it's out at the campus?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, so Cal Fire has a training facility. Shasta College has a fire department, and all of that is.
So you'll
separate.
Go over there and train on their equipment to go out there to learn how to do the fire breaks and all that?
What Cal Fire would do is that they, first of all, you'd have to become a firefighter, right? You have to become part of Cal Fire.
Okay.
Okay, and then you would get your training through Cal Fire proper.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
So we've been here, if you've just tuned in, I mean, Troy Towery's been with us. He's the heavy equipment instructor out at Shasta College, but also in the room today, which we're excited to hear from, is Maria Gomez.
She's going to be at the next half hour.
Yes, but I just want to let everybody know, tune in, stay tuned, because we're going to hear Maria Gomez, who is an alumni and an instructional tech. We want to hear more about the Tehama Center. We want to bring that more into the forefront in this next conversation so people know exactly, besides Shasta College, how that is working for people that are maybe in that area that are driving and like, oh, okay, we can go there too, and what's that about?
The on the equipment that everybody trains on, how long are the classes? Is this a year-long program, 2 years, what?
So typically, if you are going to receive your heavy equipment cert, if you're coming to school full-time, you're looking at two semesters.
Two semesters. So that's 1 year.
Yeah, then. That's 1 year.
Okay. I mean, to me, the new equipment that y'all are working on is, it's very, besides just being, you know, it's a hands-on thing, but it's also a technical thing. That mm-hmm. you've got to be, because you said you're working with satellites and computers. GPSs and lasers and all this.
Yeah, we have a specific class that's geared towards that. It is okay. an operating class. It's our digital surveying class where you get introduced to the TOPCON system. Mm-hmm. You learn how to go survey digitally, and then that system can integrate into the equipment. So that is a specific class that we offer at Shasta College.
Well, I assume, you know, I went to one of the rental places. We were doing a remote from there, and I was driving around their little backhoe. And I got 5 minutes of instruction, and I was dangerous. I thought about driving. I was going to drive it up and down my street and reach over and dig holes in people's yards for free, whether they wanted them or not, then charge them to fill it back up.
That's right.
But then I also realized there's more to this than me just pushing forward. I mean, it's not that they make it real easy to use, but it really there's so much technique that you all teach.
Yeah, the first and foremost important thing is safety, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us can get on a piece of equipment, grab right. the controls, and try to figure it out.
Yeah, these are little, and they're not the ones for the big, they're not the big
right.
pieces of equipment, which is a lot more.
Well, when I think just what it would be to work as an entry job, let's say at Amazon in a loading dock, I'm sure they probably at this stage, because of insurance, you must have, they don't just have, you know, Uncle Joe say, here's, you get in this thing. I mean, if you're loading tons of pounds, they probably want you to have a certificate on how you know how to work a certain piece of machinery.
Sure.
And I never thought of that until just now in this particular program about all the loading docks that have to go on trucks and into trains or whatever. That takes a human being many times, if not robotic. We'd hate to think about that. But when we do come back from the break, we're going to hear from Maria Gomez and hear her story about being the heavy equipment alumni and instructional tech out at Shasta College as well. We're here with Shasta College today.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. When I got back, I moved to Reading, I found them in 07, and never used another barbershop, and never wanted to, never had a bad haircut. It's pleasant down there. I guess it's because it's not a hair salon, and you got everybody in there, talking about waves and all this. No, this is a barbershop. They shave around your ears, the back of your neck. It's pleasant in there. What can I say? And you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. You call them at 530-244-9478, which I prefer because I like the human interaction. Or you can go to Booksy and look and see which spots are open and set that time. Then Booksy sends you an email confirming your appointment and then sends you an email the day of your appointment reminding you. This is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868.
This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Good News Rescue Mission is having a 1 day, 2 hour empty bowls where you go down to the Elks Lodge on March 30th between 11:30 AM and 12:30 PM and you get a bowl of soup. You get bread, and you get to keep the bowl that was made by local artisans here in town. And it's all a fundraiser for Good News Rescue Mission. It's $25. Go down and get your bowl of soup. See everybody. Take your soup bowl home. And this is easy because you do it during lunch. This is a great, great idea.
Bringing local chefs, preparing handcrafted soups, bakeries, providing fresh bread. And artisan students of all ages creating hand-painted, like Carl said, ceramic bowls, untying the community and the passion and offering a powerful reminder for many an empty bowl is a daily reality.
$25. And you sign up at Good News Rescue. It goes GNRM, Good News Rescue Mission, GNRM.org/empty bowls. And we're here with Shasta College and one of our favorite this is one of our favorite shows mm-hmm. of the month, obviously, because Peter Griggs brings in a different group from the campus every time. And today it's the heavy equipment class or group, and Troy Towery, who is the instructor, and then Maria Gomez, Shasta College Heavy Equipment alumni and an instructional tech. So good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Are you from around here? What's your story?
I have lived in the North State all my life between Sacramento and here. I've also lived in Texas a few times in my life, but I always come back
Doesn't
to the North
everybody
State.
Everybody? Anyway. Maria.
Nothing like the North State.
Yeah. Maria, nothing like the North State.
How'd you get into heavy equipment?
I actually got into heavy equipment one afternoon. I was at a friend's house working in their pond. They said, "You want to get on this mini excavator?" And I said, "The only thing I've ever been on was a riding lawnmower, so sure, let's try." And I spent the afternoon cleaning up their pond, and my friend told me that they had a heavy equipment program at Shasta College. I was already going for business management, and I fell in love that day with heavy equipment, so I went. Spoke to a counselor, changed my major, decided that I was going to give this a try.
Wow.
And when was that?
About 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. So Then you went to school.
Yep, I have.
Now, were there many women 3 years ago in the class?
In any one of the classes that I was in, there was usually one or two,
okay.
Maybe three at most.
Yeah, always. But you always had at least one.
It was very few.
Okay.
But if you look at classes today, you got anywhere between 5 to 7, and I love that the women in this industry are growing.
Well, with you think of heavy equipment, you think of needing massive muscles and to do all this stuff. But the equipment has become so precise that having something like this, that being able to bench press 400 pounds is not something you have to do anymore.
I mean, I don't need muscles behind me to operate the equipment. The equipment itself is the muscles. I need the skill and the technique.
You need the brain, right?
Yes.
Which is preaching the women
that's
to take
so
over the whole
right.
thing.
That's so cool. And so you were, when you went back, what made you decide to go back to school?
I had worked in the care industry and the cleaning industry my whole life. That's just where I was at. And I got tired of it. I wanted a change. I wanted something different. So my friend suggested to go back to college. I tried right after high school, and it just wasn't there for me. I went straight into the work field, and I decided I wanted more in life. So going back to college was the start of that. Found heavy equipment, and I fell in love. I started taking the courses. I was here just to get a certificate. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to get in and get out. And I will be graduating this semester with 2 certificates and 2 degrees, a degree in industrial technology and natural science.
Wow.
So if you could pick, like, when, as you're taking classes, we all dream. Like you project on your screen, your life screen. What do you see yourself doing, and what would you want to have happen?
I mean, what do I want? The options are limitless, right? I could go anywhere with this schooling that I've obtained under my belt. But I really enjoy the position that I'm in currently, an instructional support technician working alongside with Troy, being able to take my skills and training that I've got here in this program and give it back to the new students coming in. I'm not the instructor, but I get to work alongside him, and so he'll put me on tasks and things with different students.
Yeah, you're there to mentor, for sure,
and
a lot.
So,
because God knows we need him.
Everything that I've learned from this guy right here.
Man.
He is the whole reason I stayed with the heavy equipment program. At one point, I wasn't sure that it was for me, and he told me to keep showing up, and so I did. And like he said, when you show up, you stay late, you do extra, you learn a little bit more. I've taken in all of that, and I feel like it's given me the best opportunity here at Shasta.
Right.
So when the opportunity was presented to me as an instructional support technician, I could now become an employee of Shasta College and work alongside him. I said, yes, please.
Maria, when you, I understand this. One of the things I value the most in an individual, a leadership trait, we call them in the Marine Corps, is tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
You stick to it. You don't quit. I mean, you may not be first, and you may be even last when you're, on one of our events there, but you don't quit.
Yeah.
And that's obviously, Troy saw that in you.
For sure.
She's not going to quit. She treat people different ways. Sometimes you have to kick them in the butt. Sometimes you just encourage. Let them know that somebody
is watching and listening
and
caring.
You can do it.
Yeah.
So like
so
when something was presented or, little extra work, can somebody do this? Can somebody do that? I was first to raise my hand. I'm like, yeah, I'll go do that. Or I would see something that somebody did
do. You wanted to enhance your skills, and you're always looking for that too. So what could you do? You said it's boundless. So what could you do once you've graduated? Now I know where you're going to be here. But what other things could you do?
I could go work for any of the construction companies in this area, any of the heavy equipment companies in this area. There are so many. And through SCLC, which is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference that they have every February, we do a lot of helping out with that. And we get introduced to all the industry partners in the area. They get to see us, Shasta College, hands-on. We help set up. We help tear down. We're helping all throughout. And that's how we get introduced into the industry. We make those connections there. We do a lot of networking at that time. They also get to see students. They know that we're students in school currently working towards a certificate or a degree. And sometimes students also get job opportunities from that as well.
Are they trying to poach your people, Troy?
All the time.
Like every one of
the time.
Like every one of the trade they classes that
they
come
will
in
not
here.
Stop.
They come in and go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know, but you're going to graduate another, you know, why don't you just come work for us? And it's hard to keep them.
Yeah, we need you right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the honey right there. We need you right now.
And we're going to pay you.
That's right.
And well, that leads us to something else. What type of businesses need heavy equipment? I mean, we know the construction companies and roads and all this, but what kind of companies need heavy equipment operators?
Well, I would say anything that's building from the ground up. If you have to move dirt, you're going to need heavy equipment operators. Not just that, the Forest Service, they need heavy equipment operators. You know, we do a lot of mastication and thinning, a lot of forest health work, making sure that campsites are available and clean and open and safe for families to come down. You know, poison yeah. oak, blackberries, invasive species will come in and they'll take over a campsite. And the National Forest Service wants us to come in and clean things up and make it beautiful. And, you know, so it's not just
it's
moving
just
dirt.
It's just nonstop.
It's just
you could
nonstop.
Probably go to almost any state. They're looking for people that know what they're doing in heavy equipment.
Definitely.
So have you ever thought about that? I know that you're real happy where you're at. But have you ever thought about that? You see a job come across that goes, whoa, $60 an hour, and I'm gonna be moving some dirt up here, and gosh, I've never been there before.
Can I do it like on Tuesdays?
Oh yeah, all sorts of social media I have on my feeds of the different heavy equipment companies. All over, not just in our area. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while I'll see a job and I'm like, man, that looks fun, that looks great, but I am a
and Troy runs and over and shuts your computer down right there.
You're a single mom and you know kind of your hour, what you can, and then what you can get.
Yeah, I know what works for me.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I have a lot of support in this area, so for me to be able to even go to school, I have to stay in contact with my support. My family is a huge role in that with,
fantastic.
You know, childcare and things while I go to school
sure.
and do all this stuff.
Shout out, family.
Yeah,
right. And it's a living wage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That, you know,
for
when
sure.
you're a heavy equipment operator, it's a living wage.
Absolutely. It's not unheard of for people to come in entry level and make anywhere from 60 to 80,000.
Okay. And that's just entry level.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We're here with Shasta College and we're here with the heavy equipment portion of Shasta College, Troy Towery, who is the instructor, and Maria Gomez, who is not only just graduating with like two different certificates and all these different things, but she's also an instructional tech out there.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
It's so cozy to ride in my dump truck. Everybody come and ride along with me.
It's so cozy to drive in my dump truck. What is this? Where do you find these things?
I just looked up dump truck song and that came up.
Dump truck song. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, streaming live at KCNRradio.com, Carl and the Bot. Today we have Shasta College and Troy Towery, who heads up the heavy equipment division out there as instructor, and Maria Gomez, who is just picking up, and she's getting two certificates and other things and graduating, but she's also an instructional tech out there at Shasta College. You know, to take this class, you've got to have some kind of personal protection equipment. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so basically the only thing that you're really going to come out of pocket for when you sign up for the heavy equipment class is going to be your PPE.
Yeah.
And we start out with a hard hat, high-vis vest, and we require a heavy leather boot with ankle support that is non-steel toe. And those are the things that you'll need to purchase on your own.
Okay. However, if you're having a problem with the purchasing, because those boots can be, $150, $200. If you're having a problem with that, is there funding for that or someplace, Maria?
There is a lot of support out at Shasta College. There's a bunch of different programs like EOPS and Step Up. Mm-hmm. There's a few others that if you are struggling, you can get in contact with them, and most of the time they will help you cover the cost or
at least give you an
provide you
or
with
yeah.
the stuff required for those classes.
Okay, so that should not keep anybody out. What kind of students do you have? I mean, here we have Maria that started with her business, a business courses, and said, I really like working this backhoe.
Yeah.
She did for a friend, just in an afternoon out there, and then switched over. But who are you looking for in these classes?
We take everybody. We're looking for anybody that has a really good work ethic and that wants to work. Somebody that wants to put in the hard work, the effort to change their lives, better themselves, and better their community. We take them all.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, we have students from College Connection. I have students that are 16, 17 years old in my class. I also have retired people from industry that are just bored that want to go out and learn things that they didn't get paid to do. And I have everything in between. So, we take everybody. We're willing to work with anybody. And if you want to learn how to run heavy equipment and that's the field of work that you want to go into, come down and see us.
So, maybe we could, before we, sign off for the day, maybe we can hear a story about, an individual student that kind of surprised you and then found this new, passion of work and give us like a a success story that,
besides kind of, Maria, who's obviously a success story.
Yeah, because you've also helped people to inspire people. So I'd love to hear a story from each one of you. Like, we're talking about a group of people, a pool of people, but let's just say, for instance, maybe something, somebody or something that kind of touched you that would be a dinner conversation that you would talk with somebody about.
Yeah, well, I had a student a couple semesters back that, you know, was working at a mill, young man, young family, children, and it just wasn't lining up. This student wanted to be able to provide, for the family to where mom could stay home, raise the kids, and he could take care of the bills. So he decided to come to the college and he wanted to be a heavy equipment operator. Never ran equipment before, ever. And, I was like, okay, well, every day that I would come to work, you know, my classes don't start till late, but I show up at about 6:30, right? I do that to speak with my support staff, make sure that the equipment's good to go, make sure everything's ready. So when 8 o'clock hits, we're ready to go to work. He would be there before me every single day. And I would look at him and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just here because I want to see how everything works. I want to be ready for the job. I want to be ready to go at 8 o'clock. And I was like, wow. And every single day he would be there with a new question. Like, I'm literally walking in trying to find my keys to open up my office, you know, fumbling through my keys. And he's already hit me with like three questions. What are we doing today? What's going on? What can I help with? And I'm just like, okay, first of all, let me get in my office.
Yeah. Let me have a cup of coffee.
Let me get a breath, right? Yeah.
Make me roll up a newspaper and smack you on the nose.
Yeah. I'm going to have to change the passcode or something. You're not getting in no more. But, yeah, so just his willingness and his want and his desire and his commitment to wanting to be better, wanting to provide for his family and have this path and this avenue was admirable. Could have been a little annoying at times, but very, very
annoying
admirable.
Annoying in a good way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because when you get people like that, only thing then you need to do is kind of vector them in a direction as opposed to having to keep pushing them into it.
Yeah. So his determination and everything became probably one of the greatest things that I admired about him at the end. And, he had asked me a couple questions on which route to go, and I gave him a route that wasn't the easiest route, and that's the route that he chose. And he went out and he did what he had to do, and today he is a union member. He is highly successful. He's making great money, and he couldn't be happier. And I am so proud of him and what he did and why he did it.
That's
amazing.
Great. And Maria, do you have,
great,
I mean, you've been there for a while. I mean, you haven't been, you know, around as long as Troy, but do you see students that
definitely. You'll
surprise
see
you sometimes?
So it's usually the students that when they ask a question, they'll actually sit and listen for the answer and they'll apply. It's those that are very eager to learn and not just to like get the job done. And those that, you know, stay late and they're willing to put in the extra work when they start applying in the industry. We have a career planning course, that's a part of the certificate, and you do like your whole, you do the whole like mock interview and situation. You set up
great. A mock interview.
Resume,
you set up your whole resume, your whole portfolio, right?
Right.
And they run you through that. And oftentimes they ask you to like fill out this resume and situation towards a job that you're looking for that's actually current in the industry. And oftentimes people will get that job related to the one that they're setting up mock interviews for.
So there is a need for heavy equipment. I mean, the one thing you hear about, the reason it costs so much to build homes and any buildings here in California is the lack of construction guys and girls. So is there jobs waiting for people that take this class?
Yeah, if you want to work, there's a job for you. You know, it really comes down to what is it that you want? How much of yourself are you willing to put out there? The jobs are there. Work ethic is huge. You know, you might be a good talker and get yourself hired on with a company because you did a great interview, but if you don't have a good work ethic, then you might not last so long.
Yeah, well, it comes down to the person. I mean,
absolutely.
you can only train them for, you know, then it's got to come out of them again.
Yeah, the job opportunities in the industry right now, as far as heavy equipment operation and truck driving are concerned, if you want a job, it's there.
Do you train truck drivers out there too, can you get your CDL? I don't know if you can. You can get your CDL from out there.
Yep. Currently, right now at Shasta College, we do offer CDL training through community ed. Shasta College has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trucks.
Okay.
That we run.
And you also, do you also encourage people, like, they're taking heavy equipment, also to take, like, a welding class or things like this?
Yeah, it's actually built into the program in our electives. We have diesel tech, hydraulics, welding. Those okay. are all really big. But I do like to push that Class A license on all future operators. It makes you much more valuable if you can show up to work, load your piece of equipment on the truck, drive the truck to the job site, take your piece of equipment off, do yeah. the job, load it back up, and take it back to the yard. It makes you a very, very valuable candidate.
Yeah, that's got to be, that's worth more money than when they're hiring you. So, because you just have to show up, and I'll take care of it, load it, get it there, unload it, do the job, load it back up again, and bring it home. Oh, yeah.
Through the program at Shasta College, they really have you set up for success. Mm-hmm. If you apply yourself and you diligently work this program and you show up every day, you are guaranteed success.
Okay. Wow. Troy Towery and Maria Gomez, thank you so much for being with us
and Peter
today.
Harris, thank you for setting this up, and we love our
once
a month program with Shasta College. We always go away with so much knowledge and take away information.
We love being out here. And if anybody has any questions about the program, they want to learn more about it, go out to our website. We got the search bar right there at the top. Just type in heavy equipment, and you'll be able to contact Troy and Maria here and find out more.
Can we're talking men, women. What's the youngest you can come in?
Like I said, we have people coming in from high schools.
Okay, so high school too.
I've had 16-year-olds in my classroom.
How old is the oldest?
I don't really ask that question.
Yeah. If you can stand upright and walk, I think you're good to go.
Okay, good. I've always thought about it, cell station.
Yeah, he said he's had retirees. They get bored and they come in.
It's a very wide age range.
That's right. Well, because, anyway, thank you so much. Hey, tomorrow Turtle Bay joins us, plus a few other guests, and have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, my friends, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Medical Center.